So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kol mitzvah sheitluya ba'aretz, einu nahagis ela ba'aretz. All mitzvahs that are chayvis karka, obligations of the ground or its produce, such as trumas and maizus, are applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, but not outside Eretz Yisrael. V'she'enet lo yiba'aretz, nahagis ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. All mitzvahs that are chayvis haguf, an obligation only on the person, such as Shabbos and Tefillin, are applicable everywhere in Eretz Yisrael and the chutz la'aretz. The Gemara cites a braisa that the source is in the pasuk Eila achukav ha'mishpatim asher tishmon la'asos, ba'aretz asher Hashem lekecha noisim l'cho kol hayom asher atem chayim al ha'adama. Eila achukim, elo ha'midrashas. This refers to halachas that are not explicitly written, but merely derived from various drashas. V'mishpatim, elo ha'dinim, all monetary laws. Asher tishmurun, zu mishnah, learning Torah. La'asos zu ma'aseh, performing the mitzvahs. The word ba'aretz implies lo yunoigim ela ba'aretz. Some mitzvahs are applicable only in Eretz Yisrael, while the words kalayam ashatim chayim imply noigim bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Some mitzvahs are applicable even in the chutz la'aretz. Now, acha shariba kasuv amiyit seyu lamad mimasha ama be'inyan. Since there's no indication as to which mitzvahs the pasuk refers to, we must follow the rule of dava halama me'inyana to derive from another pasuk and the same subject from the next pasuk. Avei taveidin as kala mukaymes asha abdu shama goyim begaymer. Therefore, ma'akum yuchad eshi chayves aguf v'nahagis bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Just as the isra avei dezara, a chayves aguf, applies everywhere, even the chutz la'aretz, av koshi chayves aguf v'nahagis bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. So to all mitzvahs that are chayves aguf apply everywhere, and those mitzvahs that are chayves akarka apply only in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, chutz min ha'ar lo v'klayim. The Issa of Arl and Klayim are exceptions in that they are applicable everywhere even though they are Chayvis Karka, because as Rashi explains, Arl is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and Klayim is Midrabanan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af HaChadosh. As the Gemara explains, the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar is as follows. The Tanakama holds Chadosh Ein Nehagis Ela Ba'aretz. The Issa of Chadosh falls under the general category of the Mishnah and applies only in Eretz Yisrael, because it is a Chayvis Karka. While Rabbi Eliezer holds Af HaChadosh Nehagis Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz. Chadosh is also an exception in that it applies even to Chutz La'aretz, because the pasuk of Chadosh specifies the words Bia and Meishiv, as the first states Ki Savoyo La'aretz Asha Ani Noisin Lachem V'Goymer, and then it states V'Lechem V'Kali V'Karma Lo'Yisaychlu Ad Etzem Ayem Azeh V'Goymer Chugas Oilem Lo'Dari Seichem B'Chol Meishri Seichem. And Rabbi Yezer concurs with Rabbi Kiva, who holds Biu Meishiv B'Chol Makam Shat Miyeshvim. When the pasuk mentions both Bia and Meishiv, it teaches that the mitzvah applies everywhere, even to Chutz La'aretz. While the Tanakhama concurs with Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Biyu Meishav La'achi Yerusha B'Yeshiva Mashma. When the pasuk mentions both Biyu and Meishav, it teaches that the mitzvah begins only after the 14 years that it took for Klai Yisrael to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael, but not before, even though they're already in Eretz Yisrael. However, this mitzvah applies only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now elaborates on the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who disagree regarding the Nesachim, where the pasuk says, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Baha kasav la'at'inam nesachim l'bama tzibur. The pasuk teaches that in Eretz Yisrael, niske yachad are to be brought upon the public altar. However, le'kirbu nesachim b'midbar. In the midbar, niske yachad were not brought on the mizbeach, only niske tzibur, and therefore we must say, biya u'mayshav la'achay yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. That the words Biyah and Meishiv teach that only after the 14 years of Yerusha B'Yeshiva were Niske Yachad to be brought upon the Bamas Tzibur. But during the 14 years, Niske Yachad were not brought upon the Bamas Tzibur in Galgal. However, we cannot say Biyah and Meishiv b'chol makom shatim yeshvim, that Biyah and Meishiv teach that Niske Yachad be brought everywhere, because they ain't Bamas Tzibur el b'makom echad. A Bamas Tzibur is only in one location. And this is a proof that k'al makom shenema b'im Meishiv, eina ela la'achi Yerusha B'Yeshiva. In other psukim as well, where both Biyah and Meishiv are mentioned, the pasuk means only that the mitzvah begins after the 14 years of Yerusha V'Yeshiva, but not b'chol makom shatim yeshvim. And therefore, Chadosh einu nahagis ela ba'aretz. While Rabbi Kiva disagrees and holds Ba'a kasav la'ti'inam nesachim l'bamas yachid, the pasuk teaches that in Eretz Yisrael, niske yachid are to be brought even upon the bamas yachid. And there is no need for a pasuk regarding bamas tzibur, because Rabbi Kiva holds kirva nesachim b'midbar. Already in the midbar, niske yachad were brought upon the mizbeach, and therefore we can say biya meishav b'chol makom shatim yeshvim. That biya and meishav teach niske yachad may be brought on the bamas yachad anywhere, and there's no proof that biya meishav la'achay yerusha v'yeshiva mashma, and therefore af hachadosh nahagis bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. The Gemara continues. Amar baya, haytanet beir bishmol Mapig mi idach tan de Rebbe Shmuel. This brayse of Rebbe Shmuel that holds biyu moisha la'achi rusha v'yeshiva mashma contradicts a second brayse of Rebbe Shmuel that holds biya la'achi rusha v'yeshiva mashma. Even the pasuk mentions only biya, but not b'chol moisha v'yeseichem. It also teaches that the mitzvah is fulfilled only after the 14 years of Yerusha v'yeshiva, as we find in the pasuk of Melech that states ki savei la'aretz v'rishta v'shavta ba v'amarta simalai Melech. And the pasuk of Bikurim states, "V'hayi kisavei el ha'aretz v'geimer v'yirashta v'yishavta ba." However, the first brayse of Rabbi Shmuel holds that this is not a source to other pesukim that mentions only bia, but do not also mention Yerusha v'yeshiva, because Melech and Bikurim shnei k'sum ha'boim ke'echad. Melech and Bikurim are two sources for bia, la'achad Yerusha v'yeshiva, and leitzrichi. We don't need both. Therefore, shnei k'sum ha'boim ke'echad. Ein melamdin, we have a rule that if the Torah states a principle regarding two halachas unnecessarily, as in our case, where we could have learned melech from Bikurim or vice versa, it is meant to be applied specifically in those areas and not others. Therefore, we cannot apply the principle of la'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva to all other psukim that mention only bia. While the second brayse of Rabbi Shmuel holds, tzrichi, both sources are necessary to teach la'acha Yerusha v'yeshiva. Therefore, they're not considered shnei k'sum ha'boim ke'echad, ein melamdin. The Gemara mentioned earlier that Rabbi Shmuel does agree that if the pasuk mentions only Moshe but not Bia, it does teach b'chamakim shatam yeshvim that the mitzvah applies everywhere. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds to explain why the pasuk needed to mention b'chol Moshe v'seichem in the following mitzvahs, even though they are all chaybes haguf. Moshe v'kas rachmona gabi Shabbos itzuch sogedet chemine tibayi kiddush kimayadois kamash malon. We would have thought that Shabbos requires kiddush bezdin because the parasha of Shabbos precedes the parasha of Yom Tov that requires Kiddush Bezin. David the Pasuk mentions B'chol Moshe V'seichem to exclude Kiddush Bezin that is only in Yerushalayim. Moshe V'kas Rachmona Gabi Chelev Adam, Itzrich, Bezman Deleku Karban. Chelev Adam are prohibited even when there are no Karbanas, even though the Pesukim are mentioned in the parasha of Karbanas. Moshe V'kas Rachmona Gabi Matzo Mor, Itzrich, Bezman Deleku Pesach. One must eat Matzo Mor even when there is no Karban Pesach, even though Matzo Mor were initially eaten together with the Karban Pesach. Bia the kasher rachmona gabi tefillin upetach hamor lamali. Look at the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Asay mitzvah zu shebeshvila tekanis la'aretz. You will enter Eretz Yisrael in the merit of these mitzvahs. This discussion continues in the next daf.